reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A difficult, hard-fought 17-10 loss up at Delaware on Saturday. Just give me your impressions on the game.
About what you just said, when it came time in the fourth quarter with the opportunities to win the game, Delaware was able to get that done. Few mistakes on our part, but, we thought we controlled the game, considering the wind factor and some of the things that we were confronted. I think we controlled the game. We were able to run the ball for just about 300 yards. We just didn't make enough plays when we need to make them, and obviously Delaware did at the end. But I thought it was a good football game against two teams that that probably record wise aren't as good as they would have liked to be. And but I think both teams fought hard.
How frustrating, you guys have now dropped three in a row. How frustrating is this stretch been, especially with some of the tight losses?
Yeah, I think we've had our share of tight wins and tight losses. I think the one thing that is not frustrating, our kids have played hard. But if you make mistakes or give up big plays, you're generally going to not win the game. A little frustrated by our lack of points put on the board based on our offense efficiency. From a yard standpoint, ability to do different things in games. 2 weeks ago, we threw the ball really well, got behind people, weren't able to run the ball. This week, we were able to run the ball and not efficiently throw the ball. So, lack of consistency there. And then defensively, a product of not having some of the players we need to have to be able to knock some things down at time based on some good players not being able to play because of injury. But, once again, the excuses are not to be able to to diminish the other team's performances. We've got to play better.
Obviously, there are two big turnovers: the pick six early in the game, and then the interception after you guys had the long drive there in the third quarter. Did you feel like maybe those turnovers maybe were the difference in the game?
Yeah, specific plays. They certainly helped put points on the board. Obviously, the first one was a touchdown, and put points on the board, and then the other one came after a 14-play, 8.5-minute drive against the wind in the third quarter that, could have put us ahead if we kick a field goal on fourth down. But those were plays that are pertinent, but, it's cumulative. There were opportunities Delaware had. We blocked a field goal. They missed a field goal. There were other opportunities we had where we threw the ball behind an open receiver that probably could have been a touchdown. So, you look at those things. I think it's, you're 5-6 for a reason, because you're not executing the game plan. I don't mean the X's and O's part. You're just not finishing plays or doing those things. And those are the frustrating parts.
Got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
Yes, you have a question from Kyle Kinsing with Flow Sports.
Hey, Coach, looking ahead to this week with the rivalry game, how do you feel like it's evolved in your time, with that at Stony Brook?
Well, I think it's, when I first got here, we were both in the Northeast Conference, and, we only got a chance to play one time, and we got out of it, so there was a stretch. It was not there. We got a chance to play in the playoffs in 2011 or 12. I'm not sure which year it was, so that was cool. And then when they joined the CAA right a year after we did, I think it was good. And so it's evolved. We both have worked real hard at making it a rivalry, and not just in the football field, but other sports. We're real excited about it. I think our kids take it strongly that it's an important game. And as both programs are building college football, we're real short-lived at the scholarship level relative to some of the other programs. I think it's something that should continue and will be great at some point.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chuck, you touched on the fact that you really got the running game rolling, not 296 yards. Isaiah White with a big day with 188 yards. And then a freshman, Jadon Turner, 13 carries, 101 yards, and a touchdown. His first collegiate game. Just talk about the performance of those two guys.
Yeah, you know, I was real proud of Isaiah. You know, unfortunately, he got hurt in the Rhode Island game. And this is the first game. The first week, he's had a full week of practice. He's played a little bit in some of the other games, but and then still being on the third play of the game, he got hurt again. He fought through that injury this Saturday like a warrior. He knew we didn't have Tyson Lawton to Sabah, so he knew there was a freshman that was going to come in and play, and he got off the ground several times to go back in the game. Real proud of him, his efforts, and, you know, the senior year, disappointed that he didn't have a chance to perform healthy, but there. And then, you know, Jaden's been, you know, been a kid that we knew had the talent. Obviously, having the other kids wasn't important for him to play. And you're right, he got his first carries on Saturday of the season. You know, he's had time with us as a practice running back, but you never know how you're going to perform in a game. And I thought he had a terrific game. He had some. He made some cuts that tells us why we recruited him and the potential that's out there. And the nice thing is he'll have 4 years left after this Saturday.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I've talked to Coach Tricciani about that. How nice is the benefit of that four-game rule to be able to give a guy like that the opportunity to get some game action and still preserve that year?
Yeah, and I think that's why the rule was put in, just for the Jadon Turners of the world, where you get into your – I would have had a blown his red shirt year. He would have played one or two games, and you know, and he would have lost a whole competitive year of competing. So he's a perfect example of why the rule was put in, not for kids to play three or four games or go up on the portal. So, but I think the rule is awesome. We're going to have a chance to have redshirted every one of our kids with the rule and not play any of them. Sean Harris had the four games. And we didn't play him this past week. In the interest of him, we could have used him. But it was in the best interest of him and the next 4 years of his career and Stony Brook's progress.
Defensively, your team held Delaware to 250 yards in the game. What were you able to do well to slow them down?
Well, you know, I think once their quarterback got hurt, they changed a little bit of their game plan. And, you know, we were able to defend the pass well, even though the wind helped us and there weren't many plays in the pass game on either side of the field. We controlled enough of the running game that was important on first down to put some longer yard situations. But I think the key was we got off on third down. We had not had great success, but we got off the field on third down several times, and I think that was able to put the yards where it needed to be.
You face a UAlbany team that certainly is having a great year, 7-4, 5-2 in the league. As you start to look into them, what are the challenges that they present for your team?
Yeah, I think Greg's done a good job of coaching this football team. The quarterback, obviously, is a difference maker. As a young kid, he's really been impressive. You know, they put three receivers on the field that rival any receiver in this league, or I think at this level. They've got a good running back. They're physical up front, and on the defensive side, there, you know, they're playing the second best defense in the league statistically. And I think they're playing it because of their physicality that they bring into the field and their ability to run to the football. And you know, I think the marks of good teams are generally those type of things: stay away from the mistakes, create some mistakes, play hard, and you know, they've been in a lot of close games, but they've been able to fight through it in the fourth quarter, you know, come back or stay ahead and win the game. I think that's a mark of a good football team.
Before I let you go, last game for your seniors to be playing at home, a place where you guys have had a lot of success. Just talk about this group of seniors playing at home for the last time.
Yeah, I mean, certainly a little bit emotional a couple of weeks ago when we lost to Townsend at home, and or maybe the playoff opportunity not be there. But you know, this group has brought it every day. It's interesting. It's a collection of I think 14 kids, and I think four of them were walk-on, earned scholarships, that earned full scholarships, that are very influential in our success. So I'm proud of those guys. And as a group, they've had a lot of success. So, you know, a couple of them are not finishing their careers on the field, unfortunately, because of injuries, but have been great, great players for us.
All right, Chuck, thanks for the time today and all season long. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.